Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sam Wilson brings us back, lead singer for Heart. That's her sister on guitar, Nancy. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. It's ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Danziger is our guest. Pam is a 12-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, president of Unity Marketing, author of Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, Shopping, Let Them Eat Cake, Shops That Pop. These are just a few of her great works. And a new booklet. It's a booklet, brand new one called What Do Henrys Want? Pam, remind us what Henrys mean.
Well, Henrys are the high earners, not rich yet. And, and my husband, he calls it a pamphlet. You call it a booklet. I call it a mini book because people don't want to read, 100, 200-page books anymore. They want something that's short and sweet. So what
Thank you,
Henrys
Twitter,
want
right?
is a little mini book about, 30 pages that gives you kind of like the facts and figures you need to know and understand about Henrys and why they're so important to small businesses, because they are the customers out there who aren't rich yet. They don't, they're not, at that 2 or 3%, but they do have discretion and they do have money to spend, and you just have to hook them right and really attract them to get them to spend their money, their extra money with you.
And if you're not paying attention, folks, to the demographics around you, if you're retail, to the how the consumer landscape is changing, and, Pam, even if you're business to business, if you're a Main Street small business that's business to business, you've got to pay attention to it as well because of the decision makers that are increasingly younger people. You got to pay attention to that. I want to come back, though, to your blog post. Folks, this is an outstanding one that on unitymarketingonline.com. Find her blog, and you'll see this great article on some of the elements that Andy Cernovitz wrote about word-of-mouth marketing, in his book, Word-of-Mouth Marketing, five things that she talks about in the blog post, and uses rock and roll references from Woodstock, which I love. The way you did that, Pam. Congratulations. I'm jealous. I wish I had done it that way. Well, so, okay, talkers, get people, find people who will talk about you. Topics, you got to train them. You got to give them something to talk about. The tools.
Right, and that's where you really got to help the message spread faster and further. And, today, one of the best tools is online, is your Facebook page. And more small businesses that I've dealt with have told me and shared with me that Instagram is really a new and emerging medium for retailers in particular to post pictures of products that they have to sell and put it on Instagram, and they're generating a lot of sales that way. Pinterest, I guess, used to be the preferred picture tool, but now
Do you have to do that in a subtle way, or can you be blatant about putting the product up on Pinterest?
Well, it's really
because Facebook won't let you do that. They want to say you advertise, and they won't let you put a blatant post up there.
That's right, but you can certainly engage your members, and that's another part of this. Besides the tools, it's you've got to take part. I mean, if you get somebody to respond to you or say something about you, or just replies or makes a reply to a posting that you make, you really need to engage them in conversation and reply back to them. I mean, that's one of the important ideas about social media, is it's a virtuous circle. I mean, it's like a feedback.
Well, it's the referral experts call it following up.
That's right. Well, that's exactly right.
And so you've got it. So if somebody gives you a referral, you have to follow up with it. If somebody says the equivalent of a referral in word of mouth, online word of mouth is when someone says, "Hey, just had a great meal over at Jim's Diner," and you got to follow up and say, "Hey, thanks. We enjoyed having you. Come back soon."
That's right, exactly. And that really is a very important part of word of mouth marketing. And likewise, if you've got a, you know, if you get a bad review, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like just solving the problem. You've really got to engage and feel the pain. So, and reach out. And that's, all those things are so important because it's person to person. I mean,
well, you could get a bad review, you know, you sure got to follow up on that.
That's right. That's exactly right. I mean, you know, the thing is that, you know, what I talk about in Shops That Pop, my new book, which is focused primarily on small independent retailers, is that it's not so much today what you're selling as how you're selling it. And that's all that person-to-person contact, because that's what people today crave. I mean, we right. really do crave that personal interaction.
The more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mr. Nesbitt.
There's no question.
So tracking, then you got to measure. And see, all these things, folks, all these tests we're talking about, this is why it's important for you to find a even if you can do it, you're the business owner, but you can do these things. You love being on social media. If you can do this, you probably are not going to survive if you are you doing all of your social media. You need to get someone who does this as an assignment for you.
That's right. Make it sure it's a young person because they know how to
do
it all.
And you know where one of the best places to go? Go to the local college and find an intern.
That's right. That's right.
They're good at this.
Pay them.
Yeah, I always pay all my interns. Yeah. Hey, Pam, I need your website one more time, please.
My website is unitymarketingonline.com, and come to the Media Center and read about how Woodstock inspired a whole generation for word of mouth.
It's a great post, folks. Now, the Henry book, What Henry's Wrote, that's available on Amazon?
It's available on Amazon. It's also available at my website. So
okay,
come and
so
visit and learn about the Henrys and how to activate them and engage them.
Hey, Pam, thanks
business.
For being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.